Okay, we're going to discuss a little bit now a fascinating relationship, as we just spoke about the role and connection that we have to Hilchos Shabbos, is also to learn Divrei Machshava, Divrei Hesorus, Yirat Shemaim. I want, before we spend really the whole year learning Hilchos Shabbos, a shiur or two to dedicate specifically to the learning of what makes Shabbos unique, what about Shabbos is it that's so inspiring and so central to our religion. When you speak to, like, when we talk about people, like, when you say, is someone Shomer Torah or Mitzvah? So are they religious? What are, like, the three things that are generally brought up? And? Yeah, the big three. Whenever it's like, are they religious? Like,
people don't ask about that.
There are certain things you don't, like, talk about in public, like... Right, exactly. There's certain things that, like, we don't discuss openly in public. Like, for example, there's certain things... Exactly. There are certain things that, like, might be central to our religious observance, but you don't ask. Like, for example, if I go over to someone's house and I'm sitting at their table meal, Shabbos lunch, and I go, huh, what Hechsher chicken is this? And they say, oh, it's so-and-so. And I say, what about the, like, the spices that you used on it? What Hechsher spices do you buy? Did you check your spices for bugs? Oh, what brand is the lettuce? As in, that would be probably, like, whether or not that's justified or not, different discussion. But no matter what, that's, like, I'm not one to speak. But that would be called socially off, or so I would assume. People who have more social norms than I would do would say. Okay? They're sort of similar to what was brought up. So generally what's brought up, you know, the big three for being Orthodox and religious is Shabbos, Kashrus, and Nida. Those are like the big three we discussed. So specifically I want to discuss now, as our series is all about Hilchos Shabbos, if we were learning Hilchos Kashrus, we'd discuss the importance of Kashrus. And if we were learning Hilchos Nida, we'd discuss the importance of Hilchos Nida. But we're neither learning Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Nida, or Hilchos Kashrus. So we're going to focus on Shabbos. What about Shabbos is so central to our lives? What about Shabbos makes it the focal point of our lives? I want to argue, and this is what we're going to try and develop over the next year or two, that Shabbos is really the linchpin of our week. For those that don't know, a linchpin is, it's the central pin that basically holds an entire machine together. I learned this word in 8th grade. I had a really fascinating but kind of crazy teacher in 8th grade. She was like this tall, Mrs. Bose. She grades SATs. And in 8th grade, she walks in, she's like, we're going to have a word report. Then, has anyone have a word report in high school at any point, or middle school? And I was like, oh, word report. This is going to be really, really easy. Right? One word. How hard could it be? She's like, everyone's going to have to write 20 pages about one word. I was like, that's really, really stupid. Right? 20 pages, one word. How is this possible? And then she went and gave everyone SAT words, we're in 8th grade, to learn and write a report about. And also, we were tested every week on every other person in the grade's word. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. Okay? So... fitting or not, mainly assumed to be fitting, my word was obstreperous. But someone else in the grades' word was linchpin. Okay? And linchpin, that's where I learned this word, fascinating word, but it really, really fits in to our relationship to Shabbos. Shabbos really is the linchpin of the week. Right? Just like here, you see the arches? There's the center stone on an arch. I guess these arches aren't really arches. In the way, if you've ever been to ancient buildings, there's the little stones all the way up. I'm sure you saw this in different places on your birthright tour. The middle stone, the centerpiece, if you take that, is what holds the entire archway together. Because that basically evenly divides all the weight for the entire arch that enables everything to stand. So too, with, for example, there's what's known in the army as the pin Shabbat. Why? It's a small, tiny pin that basically is part of the inner mechanism of your gun. And it's a pin that's, you know, maybe the length of a fingernail and, you know, as thin as a bobby pin. And it's called Pin Shabbat because if you lose it, you're going to have to stay on base for Shabbos and not be able to go home, because that tiny little pin is what enables the entire gun to work. If you miss that one small pin, the entire gun will not work. That's what a linchpin is. It holds everything together. And I think Shabbos really is the linchpin of the week. It's the central force that brings us all together. The Torah tells us in two different places, in one place in Sefer Shemot, it tells us, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho, we have to remember Shabbos and keep it holy. And in Dvarim, the Torah tells us, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho. You have to guard the Shabbos. And the Ramban tells us over there in Shemot that we say Zachor and Shamor, and from here we learn that Zachor refers to all the mitzvot aseh, Challah and Kiddush and Havdalah. Whereas in Shemur, excuse me, is the guarding, that's all of the lotases. Don't cook, don't write, don't erase, don't build. Zachor is all the positive commandments. Shemur is all the negative commandments. And then the Ramban quotes, the Gemara tells us, in every place that we learn Zachor, it corresponds dafka to Shemur. The two work together. And from here we learn, we'll see this in the Gemara afterwards in Shavuot and other places also. This is why generally we say that women are not chayav in mitzvot asheh shehazman grama. Did you have a chayav to sit in the sukkah? Do you have a chayav to put on talis or tefillin? Do you have a chayav to shake lulav? So, it's generally we say, time bound mitzvah, you're not chayav in. But Shabbos, did you ever hear someone say that a woman don't have to say kiddush on Shabbos? No. Because every place where there's zachor, just like women, every place where there's shamor, just like women are chayav in all lotases, Shabbos is unique and you're chayav in all the assays as well. And as a result, Shabbos is unique that women are chayav in all the assays and the lotases, even that though it would be considered a mitzvah asheh shehazman grama. The Ramban then continues, and he says, the reason why this is because Shabbos is a unique fusion. It's a unique mixture. Zachor relates to Midas Ha'ava and Rachamim. The Zachor, the positive mitzvot, is our love with Hashem. It's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a fascinating, a beautiful, and wonderful way. And it also relates to the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards us. And Shamor is Midat Hadin and Midat Hayira. It is that relationship to Hashem that involves a little bit of fearing Hashem, that involves judgment. That's where Shabbos comes and fuses and mixes these different emotions and relates to on Shabbos we're able to relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a plethora of ways that on a regular day we can't, because the day is built in that we can relate to Hashem in so many different wonderful manners. Can someone just tell me when it's 9 o'clock? I just don't have my watch. Okay.
It's 8:52.
Awesome. So that's why the Ramban tells us that Shabbos is such a unique opportunity, because we have this wonderful way to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in so many different manners. We have so many different, there's so many different traits of the day that culminate to really have a beautiful connection to Hashem. And this is why the Gemara tells us, Shamor v'zachor b'dibor echad. Why is it that the Psukim and Shmot say one thing and in Devarim say another? What? We're going to fake news? We're going to quote different sources and every time we have a news story? No. That actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it at the same time in a way that the human ear could not possibly comprehend. If you hear numerous people speaking at once, it ends up just becoming static. You can't focus on what everyone's saying at once. You have to isolate one in order to properly understand it. And this is what we call Shamor V'Zachor B'Dibur Echad. Now I want to discuss a little bit, as we spoke before, about Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. And this is all going to try and come together later, next week, when we discuss the idea as a whole. The Torah tells us in the beginning, as you mentioned before, in Resh Mem Bet Aleph, the Torah tells us that, he quotes the Gemara, that Kol ha-me'anig et ha-shabes notnim lo mishalos libo notnim lo nachla b'lo mitzarim. Sorry, different part of the Gemara that he quotes. First, he says, whoever enjoys and benefits and taps into the wonderful physical bounty and plenty of Shabbos, you get a bountyless inheritance. You get everything. All the land, all the money. Everything's yours. You have the keys to the castle. And then Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, you're going to be saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, whoever enjoys Shabbos, notnim lo kol mishalos libo, all of your wonderful desires are going to be fulfilled. You want to be king, you'll be king. You want to be rich, you'll be rich. You want to be smart, you'll be smart. Everything that you ever dreamed of will be yours, because you enjoyed, you basked in the glory of Shabbos. And then the Gemara brings a debate. Whether or not we say Shabbos is kulo l'Hashem or kulo lanu. Do we say that Shabbos is a day completely for Hashem? We should be fasting, we should be davening, we should be learning. Or is it kulo lanu? We shouldn't be learning at all. We shouldn't be fasting at all. We shouldn't be davening at all. Sit down, open up a nice table, have a good spread. There's a carving station, there's sushi, there's gefilte fish, there's herring, there's good scotch, there's nice wine. It's got everything. It's got all the... Every old Jewish man's dreams are right there on the table. And this is what the debate we have is kulo l'Hashem or kulo lanu? Kulo l'Hashem. And we hold halacha l'maisa that Shabbos is chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. It's half of the days for you and half of the day is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That really, we have to spend the day balancing the Oneg Shabbos that we have and our relationship also, that part of the day is also for Hashem. It's a balance, it's a tension between our own physical pleasure and relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper, more spiritual manner. And thus, by being the Oneg at the Shabbos, by having nice, the Torah, the Gemara, all bring down, having fish, having garlic on Shabbos, having vegetables. Everybody's back in their time, fish was like fancy. Vegetables they didn't have. Right? Potatoes, if you were lucky, maybe a carrot or two, some root vegetables. But they didn't have you couldn't imagine going to a house in Europe and having broccoli or cauliflower or green beans. These are things that didn't exist. Maybe they had sweet potatoes, depending on the, you know, if they were lucky. But realistically speaking, you're supposed to enjoy and have everything that you can. And Rabbi Chia Bar Asher says that every little thing you could do for Kavod Shabbos is so important. And even if it's the smallest little salted fish, they're these little tiny anchovies. If you're able to put an anchovy on your table for Shabbos, wow! That's the most amazing thing we could have. And as a result, it seems that we have to take the steps. We have to do each every small possible thing we can in order to tap in to the wonderful pleasure of Shabbos, to enjoy the unique atmosphere, to find how the day is truly mixed with this physical and spiritual, to understand the tension, to appreciate the inner workings of the day and how there really is a fusion of Oneg and how there's a fusion of maybe some of this Yira and Kavod, how we find this shift between Ava and Yira, how we find the shift between Zachor and Shamor. We have to try and understand what makes Shabbos unique, exalted, and special, unlike the other days of the week. What time is it? 8:57. Awesome. So we'll do this next. Yeah. We'll do this, and then if we go 2 or 3 minutes over, that's fine. So we started with like 5 minutes later. That's fine. Okay, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed. It's interesting. The Rambam often starts with all the halachot, and he throws in Divrei Machshava at the end of the Sefer. Right? If you open up like the Rambam on any possible place, generally the last few halachot are like some sort of like not really halachic, more Machshava aspect. So Perek Lamed is where the Rambam discusses Oneg and Kavod Shabbos. And the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos. Dafka, taking a hot shower, washing your face, your hands, and your feet in hot water. Dafka, putting on your Shabbos clothing. Saying Kabbalah Shabbos is part of Kavod Shabbos for the Rambam. You're doing these things in order to welcome Shabbos Malkuta. You're bringing the Shabbos Queen into your clean house, into your freshly laundered clothing. By singing Kabbalah Shabbos, you're bringing her in. And thus you have to wear your finest clothing and not wear your weekday clothing. And the Rambam says, what if you don't even have you don't have any special Shabbos clothing? You only have one set of clothing. The Rambam says, take it off, put it back on, L'shem Kedusha Shabbos. Even if it's the same shirt you were just wearing. Take it off, give it a shake, get up maybe some of the dust, a little bit of the sweat. And that's Kedusha Shabbos for you. We have to do the little things of Kavod Shabbos to make them special. And then he quotes that Ezra Sofer instructed that they did laundry on Thursday so they'd have fresh clothing for Shabbos. And he says you shouldn't have a special meal, you shouldn't have a meal on Friday because Shabbos is supposed to be special. There's a lot of debate what the Rambam understood. We know that when it comes to Shabbos, there's two mitzvot d'oraita, Zachor and Shamor, Avaseis. And then there's Kavod and Oneg, and there's a lot of debate how do we relate to Kavod and Oneg. So that's what I want to just mention for 1 second here. The Chasam Sofer understands from the Rambam that Kavod and Oneg Shabbos are Dine Dioraita Lekulei Alma. The Rambam understands that Kavod and Oneg Shabbos is Dioraita. And it's not really, it's a quasi Dioraita. It's a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Right? Moshe taught us that there's Kavod and Oneg Shabbos, and Yeshayahu and the Navi explained that which we already knew. That's the Chasam Sofer. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Navi came to explain. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Negros Moshe says, no, Kavod and Oneg Shabbos is Dioraita 100%. This is Dioraita just like everything else, and the Navi was simply elaborating on a Din Dioraita. Right? Right? I'm not telling you anything that's not written in sources, but I'm elaborating, I'm explaining it. That's what the Navi was doing. So as a result, Rav Moshe says, no, Kavod and Oneg Shabbos is Dioraita. And Rav Avadiyo says, no, Kavod and Oneg Shabbos is Derabanan. There's going to be nafkamina la'alacha if you understand that Kavod and Oneg Shabbos is Dioraita. Whether or not you say it's Derabanan, how makel can you be in different cases? Maybe you should accept a more makel opinion in heating up food on Shabbos because of the Oneg Shabbos of having hot food as opposed to cold food. Maybe if you don't eat hot food on Shabbos, the Ramah says you're not Bikoris. If you don't eat cholent, different discussion, not for now. But That's part of our discussion. Rav Soloveitchik in his Shirim L'Zecher Avi Mari discusses this sugya of Kavanah Ronik Shabbos. And Rav Soloveitchik says that when one is makbid regarding the mitzvah of Shamor and Zachor at Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that's how you fulfill Kavanah Ronik Shabbos, by relating to Shabbos with Kepeda, by being strict and stringent with how you understand the halacha. That's how we relate to Shabbos in a beautiful way. And he says, the Rambam says, we have to be very, very careful with Shamor and Zachor. Why? Because by being careful with Shamor and Zachor, you are the one who imbues Shabbos with its Kedusha. You're the one that makes Shabbos unique and not like every other day. Right? Not every day do you go and clean your floors. Not every day do you put on the white Shabbos tablecloth. Not every day do you open up your meal with a cup of wine and two loaves of bread and a fish course and a salad course and a meat course and then a fruit course and a dessert course and then a tea course after the dessert. That's something that's unique to Shabbos. That's something that we get to do. And our Soloveitchik says the idea of Oneg Shabbos and the idea of Kavod Shabbos is that's how we, mere humans, are able to imbue Shabbos with Kedusha. By taking the steps that we can, by putting on the clean clothing, by going out and saying Kabbalah Shabbos, by going out and cleaning our homes, that's how we are able to actually imbue our lives and imbue Shabbos with a sense of specialness. That's how we are able to make Shabbos unique. And if we don't take those steps, then it's inherently missing. And Rav Nissim Karelitz was just his Yahrzeit. He passed away last year right after Sukkot. And he points out that one of the things that's considered Oneg Shabbos is learning Torah, sitting down and having a Geshmak Seder. Right, one of my favorite, I could say, one of my favorite things on Shabbos to do Friday night, to go sit on the couch with like a fascinating Shilas and Shuvos Sefer. Grab like a volume of Igros Moshe, go sit on the couch. That is like where it's at. It's quiet, no one's bothering me, my phone's not buzzing, my mom's not texting me about something, I don't know, whatever it is. You just get to sit down and enjoy, open up a nice Sefer and have like a really just like, you know, the AC's on, you have a cold glass of water and a nice Sefer, and it's like, that's your menuchas, that's like, that's where it's at. So the Chuchani of Nissim Karelitz points out, that's called Oneg Shabbos. And that's exactly what we're doing, because I would have thought that learning Torah is, they're called Chatzili or Chatzil Hashem. I would have thought my Havamina is, Talmud Torah is Chatzil Hashem. When I learn for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't learn for myself. Learning Torah is to relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not for my own enjoyment. But because we enjoy learning Torah, we get a geschmack from learning Torah. We have so much fun learning Torah. It's amazing. It's like a breath of fresh air when you learn something new. It's so exciting. It's so amazing. It's invigorating. That by learning Torah on Shabbos, not only are you Mekayim Mitzvahs owning Shabbos, but that's how you personally embody this fusion of Chetzili Chetzil Hashem, because you're taking something that's Kulo Hashem and you're enjoying it, you're bringing it and making it your own. You're owning it for yourself. And that's something that's so beautiful. And this is why the Piskei Teshuvot then continues, and he says that regardless of whether or not Oneg Shabbos is Dioraita or Dirabanan, we say that Suda Shabbos is for sure Dioraita, and you have to be so careful with Kavod Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is preparing yourself beforehand, the cutting your hair, bathing, showering, and doing everything you can beforehand. Whereas in Oneg Shabbos is sitting down having beautiful food, wonderful dishes, and amazing, amazing Oneg, physical pleasures on Shabbos. And that's how we are able to delight and allow our soul to delight in the day, because we're able to relax a little bit. We're well fed. We've had something nice to drink, had something nice to eat. We're able to relax, none of the pressures that life has. And that's what makes Shabbos so unique. We find ourselves sitting in a clean home with a white tablecloth, with wonderful foods, sitting around wearing our nicest of clothing, freshly bathed. And that's how we're able to welcome in the Shabbos Nachta. We welcome in the Shabbos Queen. And that's how we're able to have such a nice time. And Rav Yehuda Shaviv explained that Kavod Shabbos, when we look at Kavod Shabbos, who's in the focus? Who's in the middle of the target? When we discuss Kavod Shabbos, the person standing at the middle is Shabbos itself. Kavod Shabbos is all about preparing for Shabbos. How can I make my house cleaner for Shabbos? How can I get a nicer set of clothing for Shabbos? How should I light my Shabbos candles? Is it better that I use olive oil or you should use wax candles? Because I want to know what's the nicest thing for Shabbos itself. But when it comes to Oneg Shabbos, who's in the focus? Who's the focus point? Who's in the center of our discussion when it comes to Oneg Shabbos? You are. Oneg Shabbos is all about you. How can I enjoy my day more? Right? If you hate fish, is there any mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos to eat fish because the Torah and Shulchan Aruch say you should eat fish? I would find it very, very hard for someone to convince me that someone who's allergic to fish has a mitzvah to eat fish on Shabbos because the Shulchan Aruch says, Oneg Shabbos, you should eat small fish. That doesn't make sense. Oneg Shabbos, Rav Shaviv argues, is putting you in the center. How can I enjoy my day more? How can I love Shabbos more? How can I relate to Shabbos more? The kavod in Oneg Shabbos is not a tension between how we can balance the chetzi li, chetzi l'Hashem. Rav Shaviv argues, it's where do we put our focus? Kavod Shabbos is how do I prepare for Shabbos in the most incredible way to welcome in the Shabbos queen? Oneg Shabbos is, how can I have the best Shabbos experience? How can I tap into the Kedusha that's all around me? How can I make the most out of my Shabbos? And with that, we're going to stop here. And Bezrat Hashem, next week, we're going to pick up and continue in our journey to understand why Shabbos really is the linchpin of the week before we then spend the rest of the year learning Hilchos Shabbos together.